Spellbound is a femtastical, actual play, Dungeons & Dragons podcast. It follows the adventures of Princess Thea, the human sorceress played by Lydia Miller.
No, you did. Wasn't scared is not the feeling I got.
Delalia, the elven ranger, played by Kelsey Botwinick Caruza.
They were from this place called like Butthead or something. And I can't say it without laughing. I'm sorry.
Felix, the gnome fighter, played by Rebecca Munoz-Smith.
I'm not looking for being pleased. I'm looking for kindness. I'm looking for sympathy and empathy. That's what makes a good warrior.
And me, your dungeon master, Emma Carter. Welcome, listeners. Although we may look like a child-friendly podcast, Spellbound contains adult language and themes. See the content warning in the episode notes. If you're new to the podcast, or maybe you just need a refresher on what's happened so far, visit emmakcarter.com/story so far. You can also find a list of characters we've met and bios for the players and their player characters at emmakcarter.com/spellbound. When last we left our heroes, they returned Oglin, the baby half-orc halfling bard, back to his mothers, Evelyn and Arog, and his sister, Arwen. They learned that Oglin is part of a group of refugee artists fleeing the grasp of the Luminary Empire. Delalia opened up and shared a story of her own, while Thea and Felix further questioned Kat, Princess of the North Wood, and her companions, V the barbarian half-orc half-elf, and Perkins the half-tiefling halfling. What new discoveries will they make in the North Wood? Let's find out. I will see you in the story.
Good. I'm good. I'll be back in a little bit, hopefully with a resolution for yes guys. Okay.
Thank you so much. We really appreciate this. If you can do this for us, I mean, you've already helped us so much. We will immortalize you and your friends in a story that will last for generations, and we will tell this story to all those we meet in Eos.
Ooh, yeah, that's so neat. Thank you. Thank you. Wow. Runs away.
Yeah, we're going to need to get a better name.
So did Kat and all the dudes that are with her that I care about less than her hear me? Are they coming?
I think they're...
Princess Thea, as you look over towards the tree line and yell to them, breaking their cover, you see that there's some movement in the bushes, and you hear a little like, oh, that sounds like maybe it was Perkins yelping. And then you see, roll perception for me to see if you actually see this.
I got a 12.
You don't see anything, but all of a sudden you hear Kat's, Kat's voice next to your ear, and she says,
You wanted me to come over here.
But you don't see her.
Oh, yes.
No way.
Sorry, yep. It just, we need
Sorry, to- I didn't mean to scare you.
No, you did. Wasn't scared is not the feeling I got. We're gonna go check out a thing. I think that we have a way to resolve this issue. I don't think they're the ones who defaced that tree, and I think we can prove it if you can get your party to follow us.
Oh, okay. Where are we going?
Oh God, she's still whispering in my ear. We're gonna go to the tree in the glen.
Oh, do you guys know how to get there?
No, actually. So if you could show us, that would be like really neat.
Yeah, that'd be great. I have to get back now. V is really mad that I came over here without them. We'll be over there when you're ready. Okay.
Oh, okay. Thanks.
All right, bye.
Bye.
And then you stand there for a second and you're not sure if they're gone or not.
I can't stand this. It's so fucking cute.
Are you, did she? Okay, I think she's gone. Hey, guys, to my folks, Delaney and Felix, we got to go back to the hiding folks.
Yeah, no, we should go to Haven. Delilah, I don't want to like overstep or anything because, like, you know, this is your mission. And like, he like gestures towards her hand, her glowing hand, or gloved glowing hand.
Arm.
It's arm. An arm. Oh, yeah, it's a wooden arm now.
It's you're a mid-back. All the way. Yeah.
You're going full Pinocchio. I forgot.
Yep.
Pinocchio.
I don't want to overstep or anything, but if we could find a way to resolve this and we plant Kildora's seed here, like,
that was my thought.
I think there would be like a lot of, you know, I think that would solve a lot of the whole resources issue, which would diversity. Be ideal.
Oh, you think that?
I think a lot of
Godseed could do that. Yeah.
Well, I mean, Kildora is like forest god, sure, right? I don't really know anything about her.
What,
but
sports god? Yeah.
Forest god.
Forest. Yes.
The
goddess
god
of forest and sports. Yeah. 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 Yeah.
That's why like Kildora was a fantasy football player for Halloween.
I feel like Kildora would have created a triathlon sort of scenario.
Yeah.
I feel like that's in her wheelhouse.
Yeah. Okay. So, yeah. No. I was thinking the same thing. I think these people are cool. They're artists and stuff.
Oh, that's nice.
So, yeah, like exclusively.
Where are they from again?
They were from this place called like Butthead or something. And I can't say without laughing. Sorry. No, they're from Arsville.
Arsington?
Arsville? Arsville?
I just said, Emma, what have you done? We're idiots. You know we'll cling to this.
Emma. I know.
She did this just to fuck with us. She's like, I know they're going to think this is fucking stupid.
For the listeners, she's nodding vigorously.
Okay, anyway.
Also, so, I just saw where I'm Felix crying. Said everything changed when the Fire Nation attacked.
She was just like, and then everything changed, and I wanted to say that, but I was when like, don't be rude, she's telling a story.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's funny. Okay, so Arsington. I do say Butthead, Arsville, Arsington. That's right.
Arsington. Arsington, okay.
So, yeah, they're from this place called Arsington, and apparently Luminary, like, took it over. Totally took it over.
Yeah.
And they had to get out or, like, to, like, fully assimilate.
I'm going to ask a question here, Emma, and you can say no and I won't be mad. Okay. But would
Delilah.
I'm not talking to you, girl. would Felix have heard anything about this on the road because he came down that way the first time?
Felix, I think you would know enough to know that Luminary is, so the kingdoms in Eos are Luminary and Highgard. Those are like the main kingdoms that are like colonizer kingdoms. Those are the kingdoms that were established when the adventurers came over. And you would know that Luminary is, you probably would have heard that, like, that towns, I feel like I should make you roll. I already started. You would have probably heard. Yeah, roll. Go ahead and roll. You know that Luminary and Highgard are two of the main colonizer kingdoms. They were founded by people who adventured to Eos and settled the land, and either took land that, you know, was there and being unused, or took land that was there and being used by people who were living there.
Would that be a history?
Yeah, go ahead and roll history.
I'm sad to say that because it's my shit. Yeah, that's a 4. Yeah,
you know that
it's a wisdom. I'm an idiot. It's a
yeah. You don't know. You know, Luminary is a kingdom, and that people are from there.
Yeah. Okay. Cool. Sorry, just wanted to check.
So, I think that Delilah is going. We're walking over to the others at this point.
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm safe. We don't have a whole lot of time, and so I'm going to be pretty straightforward. I'm not going to be rude. But I do ask that everybody not do the thing where they feel like we need to be extra nice all the time. This isn't a fucking tea party, okay?
Okay. Why do I feel like that was mostly for me?
No, that was just because you're pretty hard on yourself. It was mostly to Felix.
Oh.
Oh, did not pick that up at all. Okay.
Great. I'm glad we clarified. This is why we need to be straightforward with each other. Yeah. All right. Hail and well met. So, guys, we're going to go check out a thing. We think we've got some information. Miss Princess Cat.
Hi. Kat? That's me.
Hey.
Yeah.
Yeah. Try to think like others. Like, maybe people not only under you, but like under your kingdom. Is your dad, on a scale of 1 to 10, 1 being like super fucking mean, rips off heads, eats brains.
Oh God.
10 being an actual like God, but a nice one.
I feel like this
where would
honest.
We put your dad?
Wait, which one was the bad one? Which one? I don't remember.
One's the bad one, 10's the good one.
I feel like your scale is backwards.
Yeah, I forget
my
how it
dad
goes.
Isn't mean. My dad doesn't rip off people's heads.
Okay. And he doesn't outlaw magic.
No.
Is he pretty artsy?
I wouldn't say that. No.
Well read?
He is pretty.
Is he friendly?
Open minded?
She gets big eyes, and Perkins steps in and he says, King Ward is a very benevolent, protective, ruler, a very respectful of the forest and tradition. Maybe not the warmest person, but also I have never heard of him ripping off anybody's head.
Okay, so like a 6.
V is just,
I think,
like,
you should get to the point, D.
V is like crossing their arms and they roll their eyes.
Where's Dashing?
I'm right here.
Oh, sorry. Hey. I lost track of you.
Hi.
Cool.
I'm with Hilda.
Okay.
Oh, thank you.
Oh yeah.
Hey. I'm still here.
Hey, Hilda, are you I'm still here. Just like that pony. What was that pony?
Oh my god, lucky charm!
I'm still here. Yo, I'm still here, you guys.
I'm still here. I just want to help out. I don't know what to do.
We love her. Lucky charm.
I love her so much.
Okay, well, anyway, come with us. Oh, wait. Show us that tree that was defaced. There we go.
Yes.
I like that Delaney is the one that we need, says we need to be straightforward, and she's the one getting distracted.
Yeah.
So here's the thing. We actually have a theory that maybe a lot of the issues between Haven and the people of Arsington might be because of a misunderstanding or two. And as you have noticed, there are some very nefarious people at work doing things behind the scenes. And so we would just think it'd be best, as some wandering heroes, to investigate and see if maybe we can find a peaceful solution so that you and these people can potentially get along.
Wow, that sounds like...
Does that sound all right to you, Kat? Your Highness?
No, you're good. Highness, Kat, whatever. Yeah, peace sounds great. And a Kat looks over to V, and V is kind of narrowing their eyes at you, Felix, and they say, I can show you exactly what they did.
Wonderful. That would be great. Yep. I think that's a great start to this investigation. Let's go there, V.
Solutions.
Wonderful way to, include yourself.
V rolls their eyes at Felix and then they say, what makes you think that we're just going to take you to our sacred glen?
Your Highness, would you like to take us to your sacred glen?
Yes, I would. And
wonderful. Let's go.
V narrows their eyes at Felix even more, and you see the little like pulsing anime angry. I don't know what it's called, but it's
this
like I know how to draw it.
It's a vein. It's a vein.
The pulsing anime vein.
And I would say Delalia looks at V as Delalia walks by, and just like shimmies slightly, and then just keeps walking like a physical ha ha.
Wolfie growls a little bit. It's not like intimidating. It's just like,
Felix is done trying to reason with V. He knows that that's a brick wall. He knows the best way to get things done is through the princess. So that's the route he's going to take.
And come you on, guys. Lauren. Oh, what?
Come on, Lauren. And he stopped showing off the crowd. He's still been flying around like a cunt. Like, just doesn't care. Yeah.
Flying the little cunt. Kids were playing with him.
Mm-hmm. I give him some treats.
He was, like, turning invisible and popping up in different places.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And Kat is like, wow, your pseudo dragon is so cute.
Thank you.
And, you guys head deeper into the forest, Delilia, as everyone else is kind of heading forward. You see that Ramsey saddles up beside you, and Dashing is sitting on Ramsey. Yes, and Dashing says, I caught the tail end of that story you were telling to the crowd.
Yeah, what'd you think?
It was good. I thought the protagonist was legit. Like, he seemed pretty epic. Yep. And I didn't realize that I'd made such an impact on you, D.
Yeah, man. That's, I think we birthed. Let me start over.
No, it's cool. I have this effect on women.
Yeah. Walks away. No. I think we both learned some stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. I put my, you know, like pump out fist toward him. And I would like to think we just sort of like do a little fist and then just keep walking like bros.
Yeah. Yeah. You just keep walking like bros.
I'm living for this.
So you guys travel deeper into the forest. It doesn't take that long, but as you are traveling, Princess Thea, Kat continues to speak with you and, you know, asks you all about Highgarde, asks you about your adventures, and to save you guys from having to do like a bunch of retelling of the story, essentially Kat just asks you, between Kat and Perkins, they ask you a bunch of questions that allow you to explain some of the broader strokes of your adventure so far. And you don't, you can tell me if you don't think you would have told them a specific thing, but essentially, like, if you want them to know what's going on, they can know what's going on.
I think in order to set them up for this tree, we probably would have told them about some of the evil that we've encountered. Do you guys agree?
I agree. I think, at least because, I mean, we don't know that whole much, a lot about Zendaya either, but the fact that they were attacked by somebody who was attacking us, this person's symbol has been popping up, and that they've been poisoning communities and causing trouble and, you know, deceptions and things along the way, I think, is very important to explain to them so that they're maybe a little more cooperative. Yeah. Except V. I feel like that's never going to happen. Well, jerk.
We can try.
So you tell them about Zendaya and all that?
Mm-hmm. I think we tell them about the temple where we found the symbol the first time. And, just the things that we've picked up about Zendaya on the way. We probably would tell them
the
about
the assassin
Myers,
with the tattoo.
Yeah, Myers. And how it all connects to the skirmish in the forest. And what we expect to find on this tree.
Oh, so
if
you
we don't
think,
find it, it's gonna suck.
So you think that they were after us because they thought we were you?
Oh, yes.
Wow. Yeah.
That makes so much more sense. I was wondering, like, two giant cats and a bunch of imps were just hanging out at the edge of the forest.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we have sort of a sacred duty to, Delilia.
We have a sacred duty.
Yeah, and Zendaya doesn't want us to fulfill that.
Felix duty. Is going to shoot a look at Delilia that says, are you not going to tell them?
And Delilia shoots a look back that says, no, dog.
Oh, yeah, okay. A silent look of, oh, okay.
And then Delilia shoots a look back that says, we can talk about it. If you ask me about it directly later, not around these people.
God, they do communicate like parents. We'll talk about it later.
Have we reached this tree?
That is quite the adventure that you've had. My, I'm certainly glad that, well, I'm glad that you showed up when you did, or I'm pretty sure that we would have been toast. Not that V didn't have it fully handled. Of course they did. You did, V. Very, very, very handled.
Of course, V had it completely under control.
Yep.
Didn't need anybody's help.
Not a lot of... Hadn't made a lot of hits before we arrived, though, huh?
I'm sure you were just wearing them out.
Oh, it was like a bullfighting thing?
Yeah, strategy.
Does V go by they, them?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, V goes by they, them.
Okay. Cool.
V is, as you guys are going through the forest, they take one of their swords and they kind of like slice like some bushes out of the way, and they say, "I was just warming up."
Okay.
Always a good thing when you're protecting people, warming up.
If you are looking, if that's a challenge, and V stops and turns around and looks at you, Felix.
Oh.
Or are you both? She looks at, they look at you, Felix, and then they look at you, Delalia, and they say, "That's a challenge."
Okay,
I'm always ready for a fight.
Delalia starts unbuttoning her shirt.
We really don't have time for this.
Ready to go. Okay,
it's not Delalia.
Right, settle this right now.
Not that I don't think this would be totally entertaining to watch, but we don't have time for this. We need to get to that tree and figure out what's going on. We have kind of a time sensitive issue that we need to resolve.
Definitely a bonus content moment.
Absolutely.
Whatever. But V smirks a little bit at you, Delalia, and they say, "If you're afraid, that's fine." And they turn around and start walking away, sauntering.
You're eating.
Delalia draws a trick arrow. And
Felix Todd grabs it and floors it.
If you're gonna shoot it, roll Kelsey.
I just shoot it past V. Like, I'm not intending to hit them. I wouldn't mind if it was like, but
Let's see what the dice say.
Felix tries to stop her, but does not.
Oh no! Oh wait. Okay, that's not so bad.
Hey,
I did the stupid thing. 12.
Okay, so it's a little bit thrown off because Felix like tries to stop you, but you do let your arrow fly, and it whizzes past V, landing actually in a bush, and as it hits the bush, it starts a fire on the bush.
Fuck. Of course it was that one, not the fart. Usually they like fart or make another stupid sound. Sorry if that bush is sacred. And I give V a gold coin. This is for the bush.
Is going to prestidigitate some water on that bush.
You guys are all focused on putting out the fire. Like Perkins is like, like is also like trying to put it out with like his cloak, like pat it down. But V just looks over their shoulder at you, Delalia, and they look you up and down, and they take the gold coin and they smirk again and they say, "Is that all you got?"
Obviously I have more than that. I just don't want to hurt your pretty face.
They
oh damn,
roll insight.
Okay.
Oh damn. Just watch. By the end of this, these two are going to be having angry sex. Oh,
absolutely.
Then,
all right. You say that, and you don't detect any change in their expression, but they don't say anything snarky in return. They just take the coin, and they pocket it. They like flip it, and then they pocket it, and then they keep walking.
Delalia eats a bite of popcorn.
So, any chance we're gonna? Come along.
How far away is this tree anyway?
Oh, it's not much farther. This way. And as you guys are walking, Perkins does go up to Princess Cat and he says, Princess, maybe as we are walking, we could also, you know, do the thing that you're supposed to be doing. Just, I mean, you know, while we're here. We're just trying to be polite. And Cat stops in her tracks and she says, "I'm so sorry. I totally forgot." And she looks at you apologetically, Thea, and she says, I am supposed to be working today. This will just take a minute." And she like walks up to the nearest tree. And I will say that all of the trees in this forest, like it's still just early spring. And so they're not all like in full bloom or anything. They're still pretty bare. So she walks up to this tree and she puts a hand on it and closes her eyes, and her hand starts to glow. And the glow like goes into the tree, and you see as the tree starts to like buds start to bloom from the tree a little bit. And it looks like as she touches this and uses her magic, she's able to sort of bring this tree back to its most fruitful state, like just barely budded. And then she takes her hand away and looks at it, and everyone's watching. And then it just kind of goes a little bit back to being in hibernation mode. Like the buds come and it looks like they're going to bloom, and then they kind of just go back a little bit. And she sighs in frustration.
What was that?
Wow.
That's okay, man. Doesn't always happen the first time.
What was that?
That was me trying to awaken the forest like I'm supposed to, but it's not working the way it should. And she kind of grumbles and like moves on ahead away from
the
others.
I go and
I
shake the bush. Wake up!
Thea's gonna run after her.
Delia, stop. Leave the bush alone. Don't beat the bush.
Okay. Delia, a squirrel runs out of the bush and screams as it runs away.
It's a screaming squirrel. I like the thing.
It's like an old-fashioned cartoon. It has a shower cap and a little like towel
like,
on.
Towel on? Yes. Turning out little soap bubbles falling behind it.
oh, sorry. That's Perkins as it like twists between his ankles. Pardon me, he covers his eyes.
Thea's gonna run after Kat. She's gonna say, so do you do this like every year?
Yeah, I'm supposed to. It's just, I don't know. It's not, every year it gets harder. And I'm the princess, so if I can't awaken the forest, like, who else is going to?
I don't know that it's necessarily you. We've been...
Definitely not your fault.
We've been traveling, and nature seems to be having a hard time right now. I think it has to do with our mission.
The world is dying, yeah.
What I Galilea. Wouldn't go
what?
That...
It is.
Okay, well, she's got a very personal stake in this. but... I
Kat looks inquisitively.
Don't scare the princess.
Hey, princesses are stronger than you think.
Okay, anywho. Sound clip.
She says, princesses are stronger than you think. And then she's going to look back at Kat and say, I think what you can do is really amazing, and I don't think you should be discouraged, because I think that the whole world is suffering right now, and we might be able to help.
Really? How?
Hopefully. Well, let's get to the tree first, and maybe that'll give us some answers.
Okay. And she still looks a little sullen, but she does walk with you through the forest, and you guys make your way towards the center of the forest. Let's say it takes about an hour for you to get to the center. And as you arrive in this glen, you see that in the middle of the forest, there is a glen, an open area, grassy. There's some trees. It's a glen. As you guys step into the glen, you realize you've reached the center of the forest, and this must be it. And it appears to be a glen.
Is there signage?
Nope.
Does it look special?
Nope.
Is there a tree?
Nope, I swear.
There are a couple trees. Like there's trees obviously like outlining the perimeter, but then there's a bigger kind of tree. And it doesn't like when I say bigger kind of tree, like towards one end, it doesn't look like bigger compared to Kildora's tree, no. Bigger compared to Wahea's tree, no. It's just like a slightly bigger tree.
So what's so special about this glen? And Felix is going to go investigate one of the trees to see is it glowing? Is there
Can
something
I do
special
a check
going on here? Yeah.
Yeah, you guys can do a nature check.
Perception. Oh.
Should I do primeval awareness or nature?
I would do nature. I'm trying to remember what primeval awareness allows you to do.
That's the one where I can see if there are aberrations, celestials, dragons, elementals, fae, fiends, and undead in the nearby area.
You can choose what you want to do.
Ooh, I want to do that. Yeah, I have three of
those. Thea is very distracted by the cute girl.
I rolled a 14. Yeah, Lydia's.
I rolled a 6.
Okay, so Lydia, you don't really see anything. I think Thea's a little confused because, like, in Ophonidhoid or, like, in Silvail, when you approached, like, Keldora's tree, it was, like, this big deal. Yeah,
you knew whose tree it was.
Yeah. You know? It's like, obviously you know an important tree.
This is like, there's a fucking sign. It says, Wahea's tree, don't chop at it.
Yeah, like, this is kind of like, oh, is this it? Like, is what you don't want to be rude. Yeah. You're kind of maybe like Thea's looking around, like maybe she missed something.
Wow. It's there's a Glen.
You should consider
here.
Getting a tree concierge. We have one of those, and it really helps.
So Felix rolled a 14, and I think he's just gonna walk up to one of the trees and just kind of like, I don't know, like put a hand on it, kind of look around, like what's so special about this tree? Like he's just kind of
knock
investigating.
On its bark.
Sniffing. Knock on its bark. See, like it's
take a
it's,
small bite of it.
Well, no, not that. But
like he's gold.
Just, yeah.
Felix, as you approach the tree that's kind of at the farther end of the clearing, you're feeling it. You're trying to see if there's anything here. You put your hands on it. You're feeling around and you kind of like have to get through some bushes because there it's, you know, there's some bushes surrounding it. And as you're kind of like
it's nature.
Moving, it's nature. Yeah. It's not like a perfectly manicured
it's messy
glen or anything. And so as you're kind of moving your hands through the foliage, you do find an area of the tree that does seem like it has some symbols carved into it.
Ooh. Can I see them?
Yes. As you pull back the foliage, you see that there is what looks to be a heart. And it has two letters in it. There is an A and a K.
Oh.
A K?
A K. A and K. Do we know anybody with an A or a K name? Guys.
Kildora.
Yeah. But anybody in the village or
Arwen
the camp
has an A name.
Oh, no. Oh, is this the carving you're talking about?
This is less cool than we thought it was going to be, guys.
I am very disappointed in
suddenly
this.
Suddenly, V is right behind you, Felix. V is right behind you, and they say, yes. So you see how they deface the sacred tree?
Oh, well, I mean, this is... Okay, first of all, how is this so sacred? What is so sacred about this place? Because so far, it just looks like a glen to me. Sorry, I know I'm not very skilled in magic, and I'm not really good at sensing these sort of things, but what exactly
Before
is so special
answer,
about this glen?
Yeah,
I'm retconning that I have sat down like in the middle of the glen and am meditating while they're doing this.
Ooh, yes, Delilia.
So Delilia, you can like in the back of your mind are aware of what Felix is saying right now. But if we are like in Delilia's head, it's just like a distant kind of like fuzzy sound of Felix asking that as Delilia is meditating and like becoming one with the surrounding area. And are you casting that spell or that special
I'm
thing?
I'm doing that. And I'm also like trying to also meditate.
As you are meditating in the glen, Delilia, you put out your sensors and so first of all, just on a basic level, as you meditate, you become aware of the sounds around you. You hear birds, you hear critters in the brush. You are able to recognize that actually roll an insight for your meditation. I just want to know like for the basics of what is around you.
Oh my god.
Or a perception.
You're not rolling well today.
I could let you roll
Does
perception.
Does she get advantage because she has a goddess living inside of her, which is the goddess of nature?
Yes, I will let her roll another perception because she does have the goddess
of
nature
and
inside of her.
It's
sports. Goddess of nature and sport.
Oh, I suddenly
shit.
Understand
yes!
rugby. Okay.
Delilia can play any sport. She knows all the sports.
I feel like Delilia would be deadly in rugby.
Yes.
She's like, oh, no, Harold's barred? Fine.
Delilia rolled a 24 on her with her advantage. So, Delilia, you You hear the birds. You hear the critters. You feel the wind. You hear the voices of the people closest to you. And you're able to recognize that this forest is a lot quieter than the forest of Mayroll. And as you're meditating and putting out your feelers, this forest doesn't feel magical in the way that Mayrill or Silvail felt magical. This forest feels kind of just like a regular forest. And maybe Delavia has never experienced that before because she's always lived in a magical forest. But for the first time, you're just aware of the fact of, oh, this isn't a magical forest. This is just a regular forest. This is what a regular forest feels like. And you're also able to sense with that spell you cast, what's it called again?
Primeval awareness.
With your primeval awareness, you do sense that there are some fey creatures nearby.
Oh, nice.
Ooh.
And if you open, is it like a honing device thing? Like, do you know where they are?
It doesn't tell me where they are or how many there are. But knowing that they're here, I have also, just being fey, I have fey ancestry. Oh, that's not what I want. Sorry. Oh, elven heritage. That's what it is. You have an excellent knowledge of not only your clan's territory, but also the terrain and natural resources. You are familiar enough with any wilderness area that you find twice as much food and water as you normally would. Oh. Man, I thought there was something about... Oh! You call upon the hospitality of your people, including people allied with your tribe, often including members of druid circles, tribes of nomadic elves, forest gnomes, and other such friends.
Okay.
So
since you got... A 24 on your insight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I'm going to try to seek them out.
Okay. You open your eyes as everyone is still talking and Felix is going on about like what makes this glen sacred. And you're aware that like Perkins is trying to explain that like, oh, you know, we do rituals here and we celebrate holidays here. Like this is sacred. And V is pissed off that Felix is questioning that this is a sacred glen. And
Kat, I'm not supposed to know this.
Kat is kind of hanging back, like on the edge of it. Like Kat, like isn't like really a part of that conversation. She seems kind of up in her head and like she's not really focused on what's going on with that. Mm-hmm. And you, Delalia, your eyes open and you look in front of you and you realize that there's some little mushrooms in a little circle not too far away from where you are.
Do they have purple spots?
What color are they?
Delavia will see that they are little red mushrooms with white spots.
I go over to them.
They are there.
And
yes.
Thank God.
Yeah, I'm going to, as subtly as possible, lay on my stomach and get close to them and say, "Hey, guys, hey there."
You do this, Delalia, and like 10-15 seconds goes by.
Ooh, I'm gonna put out a little bit of treat. I'm gonna put out a little bit of treat and a silver piece and say, "You're safe here. I'll keep you safe, I promise."
And you do that and you wait and still nothing happens.
Fuck.
But then Delalia, you look up and you're aware that like now everyone is just staring at you as you whisper to mushrooms on the ground.
I'm like, hey, I have a spirituality too, dudes.
I respect your oddities, but what are you doing?
But not an offering in a magical glen. It's so magical here.
To the mushrooms?
It's fine. Don't worry about it.
Sorry.
So I'm just going to say that to me, it seems as though one could easily mistake this magical sacred glen for a normal, not magical sacred glen. And I don't think that whoever carved on that tree probably meant to offend you.
Yeah, this is clearly something non-malicious. I mean, this is something that children do. It's a symbol of love and devotion to one another. I'm sure that it was just a couple of kids who didn't realize what they were doing. Is that really worth, you know,
throwing
kicking out an entire group of people who are
asking for your help.
Again, my first assumption was that it would have dicks carved on it, and it's not even that.
D.
What? it was.
That's fair.
Okay. V just looks away, glaring off into the distance.
I'm going to say, V, it does kind of seem like you're looking for a reason to be angry with these people. What do you have against them?
What exactly is your problem? You've been grumpy ever since we've met you.
What's my problem? And they look back at you three, and they seem angry now, and they say, my problem is that I don't trust strangers, all right? What reason do I have to trust you? What reason do I have to trust them? How do I know you're not going to lie or pretend they're our friends and then fucking turn on us?
We saved you. We helped you. You would have died without our help, and you've been ungrateful and rude that entire time, and you've been apparently very cruel to people who have been calling on you for help. And I don't understand why. You seem like a very strong and upstanding person, and potentially a very strong warrior, somebody who's noble, but all I've been seeing so far is just disappointment, and I don't understand why. And why it's being directed towards us and people who are in need of your help, who are artists, and people who don't actually cause any source of violence or threat towards you. I feel like this is misdirected.
Well, luckily, I don't live my life to try and please you. I barely even know you.
I'm not looking for being pleased. I'm looking for kindness. I'm looking for sympathy and empathy. That's what makes a good warrior. Someone who chooses their battles well.
Wow. Guys, and I stand between them.
V has gone and like put their hand on one of their weapons, on the hilt of one of their weapons. Like they're ready.
Yeah. That's why I stand between them. And I say, V, to answer your question, you have no reason to trust anyone. But you also have no reason to distrust anyone. If you have been hurt, which it sounds like you must have, that isn't what we're doing, but how can you know that without giving us a chance?
Thea's gonna cast Beacon of Hope.
Roll persuasion first, Delalia. Roll persuasion first. I want to see what happens.
Look at Delalia being the peacekeeper.
No, Felix is fiery.
I like it.
Butt. 7.
Okay. Man. So Thea,
what did you do to your dice today?
Just them all.
Delalia, you say this, and you see that as you see something change in their demeanor, and it looks like you've touched a nerve. So in your honesty, you found something.
The nerve.
And rather than feel seen, you can tell that their face starts to turn like a darker shade. Like they're embarrassed that this is being brought up in front of people and that you've touched that. And so they take out their, I think they give them a long sword. They take out their long sword and they say, "What do you know? You don't know anything. You don't know me. You think you're some warrior? Okay, go on, show me, fight me. I'll show you all. And it seems like they are raging mad.
Oops.
And then Thea casts Beacon of Hope.
What happens when you cast Beacon of Hope, Princess Thea?
Thea just sees that this is a very hurt person, and that we're not getting through to them right now, and doesn't really want to fight anybody that we don't need to fight, because there's plenty of people that we do need to fight. Mm-hmm. And so while V is freaking out, she's just going to close her eyes. She's going to touch her necklace and breathe in and breathe out. And did we say it's like a pulse of golden light that goes out from her?
It's like a sort of like gong bowl thing you said, I think.
Yeah.
You tell
me. It's the sound that it makes on a gong when you like run a piece of metal across it. It makes this sort of like zew sort of noise, but I can't make the sound. But it sends out this like pulse of golden light that touches everybody. And the spell, for those who don't remember, the spell for those of us who don't remember is called Beacon of Hope, and I don't have the description.
This spell bestows hope and vitality. Choose any number of creatures within range. For the duration, each target has advantage on wisdom saving throws and death saving throws, and regains the maximum number of hit points possible from any healing. I'll take it.
Yo.
Yeah.
And Thea, you kind of can have some flavor with it. Like, you can tell us, like, narrative wise, like, what her intention is with this spell now.
Her intention is to get V to calm the fuck down and realize that we are friend, not foe, so that we can try and reason with them and come to a peaceful conclusion. I want them to feel safe. I want everyone to feel safe and chill.
Princess Thea, you cast Beacon of Hope, and that golden light just like shoots out and hits everyone in the circle. And it's interesting because you feel, everyone feels this sudden warmth. And Felix, you know, you were feeling kind of angry, and all of a sudden you feel like that anger just kind of like snuffing out a little bit. You still believe everything you just said, but you're realizing in this moment that, oh, things are escalating. I'm escalating things. And Delele, you were already feeling pretty calm, I think, but maybe like for you in this sacred glen, feeling this magical spell, it hits you in a way that you realize that you've had this undercurrent of fear and anxiety about everything going on, and that eases a little bit of like, oh, that's right. I'm constantly aware of the fact that I might die at any moment because of this. You become aware of that, and that eases a little bit. And you see,
yeah, I'd like to think that I have been anxious and feeling like on the verge of freaking out, but now I'm able to identify where that actually is coming from instead of putting it on other stuff.
Yeah, and I think for Felix, he realizes like the minute that spell goes off that he probably was not. He was letting his anger get the best of him and his frustrations get the best of him, and that was probably not the best thing to do, like, for his friend, to be putting them in a situation that's that stressful and antagonistic. And so he feels a little ashamed.
I don't think he should, because he's kind of a douche nozzle.
Yeah, but he let him get to him, and so he feels a bit ashamed of that.
V seems visually affected by this. Their hand leaves the hilt of their sword. They seemed like they were about to like really go at it, and now they've exhaled and they look confused at their sudden lack of anger and of calming down. So they actually take a step back and like look around, like confused of what just happened. Perkins and Hilda and Dashing are all just standing there like, whoa. And you hear Hilda say, "I feel a lot better right now for some reason." And Kat also, she turns to look at you, Thea, and she says, did you do that? Was that your magic?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I probably should have asked permission first, but I need you to trust us. We're not going to hurt you. We are trying to help. And I don't think that those displaced people are trying to hurt you either. Maybe your cultures are clashing a little bit, but I don't think it's worth starting a fight over. I'm sure we can come to some kind of agreement. I don't think they're evil, or I don't even think they're stealing from you. And if they are, maybe they don't understand your customs or what they're supposed to be doing. I just feel like there's a better solution. They obviously need someplace to live. And
V doesn't say anything in response. They look at you, Thea, like distrust in their eyes, but then they look down for a moment, like maybe they're a little bit embarrassed or ashamed, and then they look away and they just walk away. They don't argue with you at all, but they do disengage and go to kind of like walk it off. And as there is a moment of calm in the glen, Delelia, you do happen to look down at those mushrooms. And you see like the slightest little wiggle in one of them, and you like the remnants of this spell that Princess Thea just cast, that it may have affected them too, that they might be something that can be affected by something like that, by a spell like that.
This is your DM, Emma Carter here. This is the part where I take a moment to thank you, the listener, for pressing play. If you'd like to connect with us on social media, make sure to follow us at The Spell Pod on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. If you share this podcast and tag us or hashtag The Spell Pod, I'll put your name on my NPC naming list. So gently caress that share button if you too want to become a part of our fantastical Spellbound universe, just like listeners Kat Harker, V Tran, and Andy Perkins. I'd also like to take a moment to thank our patrons. Spellbound is brought to you by our wonderfully supportive patrons on Patreon. For as little as $3 a month, our patrons get to enjoy special bonus content, including access to our Discord, first look at new artwork, bonus audio content, the bonus wedding video of Lydia's meowage to her cat Yasa, and more. If you like what you hear, consider becoming a patron today and check out our various tier options at patreon.com/spellpod. And if you can't commit to monetarily supporting the podcast right now, that's okay. You could also leave us a review on Apple Podcasts, like this one. Great women, great podcast. I love this podcast. Puppies, magical vulvas, breasts, and magic. Only the best things. Thanks for the review, Kel Ocean. Those reviews really do help us out, help us show up higher in the algorithm on Apple Podcasts, and we appreciate them. All right, time to get back to our heroes.
So I'm gonna pop back down again. So, you wanna chat?
They don't say anything.
Oh, come on.
Come on, beauties. I have a question about this glen and the lack of magic in this forest.
They don't say anything. Now they just seem like they're regular mushrooms again.
I'm speaking in Sylvan.
They still don't say anything. Perkins comes over to you, Delalia, a little bit
cute,
pinkish in his cheeks, and he says, Delalia, that's your name, right? Delalia, you were the one who saved me from the... Anyway.
No problem at all, yeah.
What are you doing over here with the mushrooms?
Oh, just visiting them.
Ooh, but, okay.
I sort of got a feeling that there was maybe some, you know, like brethren.
Sistren, brethren?
Mm-hmm. Brethren.
With these mushrooms?
Yeah. Huh. Like around the mushrooms.
Huh. And Perkins reaches down and he goes to try and pick one.
No.
Oh, sorry. I was just trying to help.
Yeah, we don't just deface stuff in the sacred glen, Brosif.
Oh, you're right, I'm sorry.
I punch him gently in the shoulder.
He's super embarrassed now. He's always red in the face, but now he's like a darker red in the face. Because he's a tiefling.
Gestures to the heart in the tree, and he's like, not in sentence to use.
And Kat comes over to you as well, Delalia, and she says, what are you doing?
Oh, talking to some fae over here in these mushrooms.
Fae? What do you mean?
I do have a question for you. As the... Is it fair to say keeper of this forest?
Well, I will be one day.
Has it always been magicless?
She looks like she's not sure what to say. And then she says, no, I mean, we usually wake it up with our magic. We're, you think we're magicless?
No, I think probably
she looks a little bit like wounded.
No, I'm sure you probably have magic or whatever, but like, the forest is not magical. Like, it isn't.
And she kind of fidgets with the hem of her dress and looks down and seems like she might even be close to, like, tearing up over this. And then all of a sudden she gasps. She gasps and throws her hands up to her face and she says, "Oh my gosh, oh my gosh, I think I know what these are." And she points at the mushrooms.
Oh, good. What are they?
What are they? Somebody, do you have, like, does anyone of you, do you guys have an instrument or, like, a song or something?
We left our baby bard with
his parents. Yeah, we have, like, tons of bards, and you guys are not letting them come in here.
Oh, yeah. I think that, okay, and then now she reaches down and she takes one and she plucks it. And as she's holding it in her hand, she brings it up closer to her face and she brings it to her mouth and she bites down on it very gently. And then you all like hear like a pop, like a, I can't do it, like a, oh my God, there's a microphone. And in her hand, she is now holding what looks like a little white mouse with a little mushroom hat on its head, and it's squirming around, and it's like, and she goes, ah! And she like drops it, and it falls on the ground, and it like scuttles around, and then like goes back in the ground, and tries to, and then you see it's kind of like it's shaking a little bit, and then it like goes still.
What?
It's a mushroom.
What is that?
Oh.
A mushroom? Do we know what that is? DM.
I'm going to roll animal handling.
Delira, roll animal handling.
Okay. Yeah, I'm down on the ground with it and I'm like, shh, 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 shh. Oh my God. Mm-hmm. I got new colored dice and everything.
Why is it not working? Why is it not telling
me? I see.
You got a 23. You
Rebecca
got a
23.
Oh, damn. And then it's not showing up. It's not showing up in my chat.
And then Kelsey, did you get a did you get a 10? Is that what you got? Okay, so I don't know how Felix got a nat 20. I can't believe you got a 10.
You know, I'm just gonna say, gnomes, they have their tiny little animal companions. Maybe
Baomen helps.
Maybe they've encountered those along the way in their community at some point or another. Some gnome has had one in the past.
I like Kelsey's idea because I forgot Bayman was with us. So
I have a weasel.
You're trying to talk to these mushrooms and there's nothing going on. And Bayman like scuttles out of your hat, down your shoulder, down your shirt, through the shirt, through the pant leg, out the bottom of the pant leg, and goes over to the mushrooms and starts trying to like pull them up out of the ground. And as Bayman pulls them up out of the ground, they pop into being a mouse and then like squirm around and try to escape from Bayman. And then you see that Bayman is chasing one of these mushrooms around the sacred glen.
You did promise to keep them safe.
Bay. I'm going to use...
No, I'm going to roll speak with animals.
Yeah, I was about to say I'm going to use speak with animals and try and talk to them or Bay, I guess. I guess Felix is going to try and talk with Bay.
Okay.
How do I do that? Oh, it's just a thing. I just do it, I guess.
Yeah.
So Felix used to speak with small beasts, and he's going to talk to Bay, and he's going to say, "What are these? What are you doing? Please don't eat that. What are you doing?"
And as you say this, Bayman is running around the glen after this little mushroom mouse. And as you say that, you hear in like really broken, like little bits of chitter from Bayman, that he is saying that like, you hear him say mouse and catch. And, what did you ask him again?
I said, what is that thing? What are you doing?
You hear him say, catch mouse, catch mouse, catch mouse. And as he is running after this mouse, you see at one point there's suddenly a poof of smoke or like a little bit, maybe like a gas, sporish gas from this little mushroom. And you see that, it's like a purplish poof of spores, and it gets a Bayman right in the face. And he's like, And he like reels back and is shaking his head. And you see he looks visibly ill from that. And as he is reeling from that, the mouse room is able to, it's running actually away from your party, like out of the glen and running for the other side of the glen. And as that's happening, Delalia, with your perception, with your passive perception in this forest, you notice that you were kind of watching Bayman chase. Everyone was watching Bayman chase the mouse room. You notice out of the corner of your eye that all the other mouse rooms that were there with you have also have like left, and they're like at the edge of the glen, and they're running away.
Felix is gonna scoop up little Bay, and he's gonna like hold it out to Thea, and he's like, "Can you help him? What happened? Is he okay?"
Yeah, and Thea's gonna use healing hands. Oh, Bay. This is why you
I'm
going to
cast animal friendship with one of the little babies.
Yeah. Bay, this is why you don't chase
wild
animals.
They ran. They were all running away from you guys. Because Bayman was freaking them out. And like, or maybe okay,
well,
Bayman
Bay
and
be fine.
Cat were freaking them out.
Okay. I asked them, Bay, who carved the stuff?
He's fine now. I used healing hands. He's good.
It's in his nature. Hey. He can't help it.
Bayman kisses you on the nose, Princess Thea. Then decides he's going to curl up on your shoulder. Like a little stole.
Finally.
You don't have a pet yet.
Companion. I know. Yeah, you can hang on to Bay. I already have a goat. I really kept forgetting that I had a weasel.
Okay. So that was futile, just like everything else.
Well, I mean, we can try and catch one, I guess. Run after him.
No, I really think that we should figure out where to put this seed. Do you see Delalia?
I'm not here.
We've just got a thing. But do you think this would be a good place?
No. No offense, but I'm not sure these people aren't tyrants. Offense.
Where's V?
Where is V? You look, you see what you say, where is V? And you look up, and at the other end of the glen, you see V and Hilda are together. And Hilda's got her stick and like is like trying to like sword fight with it or whatever. And V is just like leaned against a tree, arms crossed, kind of like watching, but not really watching. And it looks like maybe Hilda's trying to talk to
Felix,
V.
Can Felix approach them? He's going to listen while he's walking, but he feels really bad about what happened earlier.
Yeah, Felix, you can approach them. As you're doing this, Princess Thea and Delalia, Kat and Perkins turn to you, and Perkins' belly lets out a big kind of loud growl, and he puts his hands on it and is like oh, pardon me, I'm embarrassed, but it is just about dinner time. Perhaps we could take you back to the village proper, and maybe we could all talk about this over a nice bowl of porridge or soup or stew.
That does sound nice. I'm going to defer to you, Delalia. What do you want to do?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. Yes, thank you. We will gladly take supper with you. And Thea looks at a cat and blushes a little. It's fine. It's fine. She's really smooth, guys.
So smooth, like crunchy smooth. Peanut butter.
Smooth operator,
like crunchy peanut butter. And Felix, you approach V and Hilda. What do you do?
Well, Felix is going to listen to see, you know, what their conversation exactly is. Is Hilda like asking him for pointers or something? Like, what's going on there?
Yeah, as you approach, you hear that V is just kind of like offering tips, like hold your arm higher, guard your face, not like super aggressively or anything.
Yeah. And Felix is going to stand a respectable. He's gonna get close to him, but as a respectable distance from them. Sorry, from them. And he's going to say, I want to apologize for earlier. I'm sorry. I let my temper get the best of me. I shouldn't have done that.
It's fine. V says. They don't even look at you.
And,
They were so infuriated.
radiating.
Felix is just gonna, he's just gonna kind of nod at that, and he's gonna look over at Hilda, and he's gonna say, hold your hands closer together. It's not a broom. Look, I can tell that you have some history with somebody betraying you in the past, and I can understand that. I do respect you as a fighter. You do have skills. And I understand that you're wanting to protect your people and somebody you care about. I understand and respect that. That's something I can relate to. But I can also tell you're hanging on to something from the past that's hurting you. And that's only hindering us and any potential unions that you have with these people who are asking for your help. And I think you bottling all of this up is not helping anyone. We want to help you, but I don't think we can help you unless you tell us what's going on, and especially with you. If you want, like, I'd be more than happy to share with you. I know we don't know each other. I know we're strangers and you barely know me. But I think from what I found in my travels is when it comes to things like this, the best way for a team to work is if they're honest with each other. And right now, we're both holding back a lot of information from each other, and that's only hurting us. So please tell me, what is it that's bothering you? What is it that you have in the past that is making this so important to you? This Glenn, I don't mean to be disrespectful, but for someone like me, I just don't understand. And if you don't communicate that with me, I can't understand and respect it. And I also can't help you.
Roll persuasion, Felix.
Okay.
V doesn't interrupt you or say anything or even look at you when you're talking. But when you're finished, they turn their head towards you and they stand, you know, upright. They stop leaning on the tree and they approach you. And because there's a height discrepancy between the two of you, they they do kneel down. So they're like on one knee so that they can like look you in the eye. And they say very matter of fact, very intently, like looking straight at you, what would you do if your family was slaughtered by a bunch of strangers who had pretended to be your friends? Don't you think you would feel a little bit angry? Don't you think you would feel a little bit suspicious? You're right. I don't know you. And I don't need to know your story. And frankly, I don't give a shit if you know mine. All I need you to know is that I'm not going to let anybody hurt her. And they point at the princess. Then they look back at you and they say, and I'm not going to let anybody hurt my home. Got it?
Understood.
Good.
And I know you said you don't care about my backstory. And that's fine. I don't have to share it with you if you don't want to listen. But I do understand losing someone. And I do understand wanting to never let that happen again. But sometimes that means that you end up overcompensating. You end up not trusting the people around you. People who are your friends, who are your family, people who only want to help you.
I don't need help, they say very quickly.
You may not need their help, but the people you love do. And isn't that worth reaching out to someone else and accepting their help? Not for your sake, but for someone else. Forget pride. If you truly care about these people, don't you want to let them find the answer? Don't you want them to find peace?
And as you say that, Felix, V is looking at you. And before they can respond, you notice that Hilda has dropped her stick and she's looking off like the edge of the clearing towards the woods. And all of you, I think at that moment, kind of realize that someone else has joined you in the clearing. And you see that there is another Firbolg standing now at the edge of the forest. A very, very tall Firbolg, easily like 6'3", broad-shouldered, wow, muscular Firbolg. I actually have a description for him, so I will look that up real quick. You see a 6'3" broad and bearded Firbolg with iris-colored fur, a large deer-like pink nose, and furry pointed elven ears. His hair is faded, graying pink, and he wears it up in a half-man bun, the rest cascading down the middle of his back. And atop his head, like a crown, is a wide set of stag antlers, huge, decorated with vines and flowers. He's holding a staff in one hand, and as he moves forward, you can see that he walks with a bit of a limp. And he looks on at everyone, and he says, "It seems we have visitors." And then Kat looks over her shoulder and she says, "Oh, hey, everyone, this is my dad, King Ward."
He is going to bow.
And I bow. I do a half bow. Yeah. Mm.
What sort of king is this King Ward? And what's up with the mushrooms? Maybe we'll find out next time on Spellbound. Thank you to our top-tier patrons, The Dude, The Parkers, Laura Carter, Julie Vaughn, Ryan Batwana-Karuza, Sean Pierre Ringgold, Kat Harker, Nick Price, and Wizard Lucas. Songs in this episode include Spellbound, Spellbound Part 2, and The Fae by Vinspept of Bandcamp.com, Evening Fall Harp and Master of the Feast by Kevin McLeod of incomptech.filmmusic.io, all other music by Alexander Nakarada of Serpent Sound Studios, all sound effects from Zapsplat.com, links and license in the description. Until next time.
Poop Five. Thank you, Poop Five.
Thank you, Poop Five.
If you want to connect with us on social media, maybe say hi or give us a shout out, make sure to follow us. I'm dying.